The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Is there any hope for America to avoid destruction? Have we gone too far into sin to ever turn back? Many people have expressed to me their frustration with the presidential race this year. They often have a look of anguish as they ask, "What are we going to do?" While I certainly share their frustration with both major political parties who have completely refused to listen to the evangelical community in America, I don't believe that our hopes as a nation hinge on the presidential election. Number one, the presidential race is not the most important race happening this fall. Our local elections are the most important. We will not fix America's government mess by starting in Washington or even Frankfurt or Nashville. We will fix it by starting to run local candidates who believe the Bible is true and have made it their sincere effort to live it out before they ran for office. While that is not the only qualification to be a public servant, it is the most foundational one. Until we fix local government, we won't have the know-how to ever fix state or national government. Thus, our involvement in local politics is far more important than our involvement in state or national politics. And yes, there is hope for America. We know this to be true both from the Bible and from our own history. The Bible says, "But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children's children." Again, the Bible urges us in Jeremiah 33:3, "Call unto me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you know not." All through the Scripture, God urges us, when the darkness is greatest in our lives, to come to Him in humility and repentance, and He will hear our earnest cry. Likewise, the history of our own region urges us to cry to Him for revival. In June of 1800, God came to Logan County, Kentucky, in a most powerful way in spirit and body. The year before, a number of people had agreed to pray every Saturday night and Sunday morning until God sent revival to Logan County. Though then a den of outlaws with only a few Christians in the community, that county was about to change in such a powerful way it would affect the entire region, even the nation. The June meeting revealed an outstanding 10,000 people who had come to camp until God was done. Remember, Lexington, the then largest city in Kentucky, had only 1,800 people. And how God did come. One preacher, Barton Stone, who was not favorable to loud, boisterous meetings in churches, described the scene. He stated, quote, "Many, very many, fell down as men slain in battle and continued hours in an apparently motionless state sometimes. Though sometimes, for a few minutes," he said, "they would revive and exhibit a prayer for mercy. They would then rise, shouting deliverance, and address the surrounding multitude in language truly eloquent and impressive." And what was the effect of this camp meeting? The Evangelical Magazine of Connecticut reported these words, "The power which this revival has in moralizing the people is difficult to conceive. I found Kentucky, to all appearances, the most moral place I'd ever seen. A profane expression was hardly heard. The revival has confounded infidelity and awed vice to silence." And it was not at all like that before this revival. Ladies and gentlemen, God can and wants to do this again. Will you commit to pray consistently for revival in our land? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our American Heritage Seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.